It is 1:10, November 3, 2016. You're listening to Obscure Sense, the show that focuses on local artists in the colorful world of art and fashion. I'm your host, Christian Juarez, here with Brandon, as known as BM on Instagram. Hey, Brandon, thanks for being here. How are you?
I'm doing pretty great. Okay. How are you doing?
I'm sweating. All right, so, before we start, what does your Instagram name mean?
It's basically just like a play on my name and also like my love for bees. Yeah, my name is Brandon Michael, so yeah, like B and then M.
Save the bees, right?
Yeah, save the bees, definitely.
All right, so talking about your Instagram, your Halloween themed pictures through the whole month of October were insane. They were just insane.
Okay? thanks.
I don't think you missed one day. I like think you post all like 31 days, right?
I missed one day.
Which day was that?
So I think it was like the 21st. I missed the 21st day.
Okay.
Yeah. I was really disappointed in myself, but.
Okay. So you had like Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera in one post.
Yeah.
11 and E.T. in one post, which I thought was clever. And then the Goonies, The Breakfast Club, and that's many more, right?
Yeah, so many.
From all of those 31 pictures, or wait, no, 30.
30.
30. 30, yeah. Okay. Which one was your favorite?
Oh, that's hard. Well, I definitely loved the Goonies one, just because like getting my friends together and like dressing them all up was like super fun. But I don't know, like every day I didn't know what I was gonna do next. Like I did it all super last minute. But I think that was like the most fun part, like getting it all together and like coming down like to like, oh my God, it's about to be 12 o'clock. I need to post the picture.
So the process, how is it? What's the process like of getting those things ready?
I would literally like sit in my room with my sisters and just be like, I don't know what I'm gonna do today. Like throw ideas at me, like I have no idea what to do. And then eventually, usually around like 8 or 9, I would come up with something. And then I would just like go through my closet of like endless clothes from the thrift store and just try to come up with a costume that matched the idea.
And the backgrounds, how do you do the backgrounds? Because they're like pretty cool.
Thanks. Yeah, that's just through Photoshop. And I set up like a big sheet in my room just to make it easier for myself.
Okay, nice. So your friends, talking about your friends, I mean, have they been supportive like with like helping you out? Because I see them like in all your pictures.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Some of them, I felt bad because I would ask them last minute, like, oh, can you please do this for me?
Yeah, come over, please.
Yeah. But in the end, it all worked out.
Yeah. Okay. So has it been hard? No, easy? How has it been?
I mean, there were parts where I would like stress out about it, but in the end, like, it was super fun to do. Like, when Halloween ended, I was like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with all my extra time now?
Where's my life going?
Yeah.
Okay, now I want to know, where do you get those outfits? Like, thrift stores, you said thrift stores, but, like, just what thrift stores?
I go to Savers, Goodwill. There's one in Pasadena called Axe. Those are my favorite ones. But, yeah, like, I just have, like, a bunch of weird pieces that I've got over the years, and, like, they ended up coming in handy, so.
Yeah, like, my Halloween costume was just, like, a headband, and all I had to do was, like, buy a wig. Okay, so I always do this. Okay, so you don't just do one thing. You do photography, styling, embroidery. I hope I said that.
Yeah,
right. I always like that. That's just a tongue twister. And drawing. You have a variety of things, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Right now, probably embroidery, just because I'm so into it.
Yeah, I mean, I see your jacket. It's like, it's amazing. It has all these like. So, like, what do you use? Well, like, I don't even know.
it's actually just, like, embroidery thread, which is thicker than, like, sewing thread. Yeah. But the pictures are drawings.
They're, like, inspired, like.
They're drawings from my, like, younger siblings and cousins. Yeah, just, like, they're drawings from when they were really little.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty
neat. I plan to, like, fill it all up eventually.
Oh, my God. Okay, so as an artist, how would you describe yourself?
like me or my style?
You, and then I'll go towards your style.
Okay, so I think me, I don't know, I'm pretty outgoing and open-minded. I'm really down to, like, try anything. I mean, that's my goal, to, like have tried everything and then, you know, like, be able to do whatever style I want in the future.
Okay, so your style now. how would you describe your style?
I like, well, my favorite type, I guess, is like 50s to 80s cartoon vibe aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that, which I guess, you know, it inspires me. And then I like to draw like more on the darker, creepier side, but like with like a fun, colorful twist, I guess.
Okay. Interesting. So how important is like creativity and originality?
Oh, so important. It's so important. I mean, I think it's important for everyone to like really explore their creativity, you know, like it's, mm-hmm. it's really what makes the world fun.
Yeah. So what has like shaped you like as an artist or as a person?
Definitely my family. Tim Burton is one of my favorite directors.
Oh God! And I saw that post, Miss Peculiar. Is that her name?
Oh yeah.
What is it?
That was based on his new movie, which is a book. One of my favorite books. Yeah, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Oh, okay. It's not Miss Peculiar. I'm over here. No, I saw it. I like the little twins, like in the end when you, I'm not going to spoil anything, but in the end when they took off their masks.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I mean, it was different from the book, so I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't one of the greatest, but
yeah,
I'm not going to say
it
that.
Okay. It was okay.
It was good. All right. So, like, other artists or let's say musicians, who inspires you?
Some of my favorite artists are Frida Kahlo, Mark Ryden. I love Mark Ryden. I wish I could do the things he does. He's like,
who is he? Yeah.
Yeah, he paints like realistic, cartoonish type characters. I know that's like totally controversial, but like it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's super different.
Different.
Okay. Yeah. And
I'll check him out.
Oh, yeah. No, you should. Seriously.
I'll check
he's
him out.
So
I'll
cool.
Check him.
Musicians, probably. My favorite artist ever is Melanie Martinez.
Crybaby?
Yes.
Like, so that's what she's known for, Crybaby?
My favorite person ever.
Carousel is probably the only song that I like, that runs in my head. Like a carousel. Like, so cheesy, right? Am I right? Okay, so where do you see yourself in the future?
Oh gosh!
I mean, it's one of those questions.
That's hard. Well, I would like to see myself comfortable financially.
I mean, me too.
But I don't know. Like art-wise, I'm up for like anything. Honestly. Like I wanna. Well, I have my own like, I guess it's called a clothing line.
Tier, is it called Tier?
What is Tier? Like,
is that not what it? No.
What?
No.
Oh my Tier. Clothing
yeah.
line.
Is that it?
Oh, no.
Is that not what it's called?
It's called Dairy Bee.
Dairy Bee. Okay.
I have a separate Instagram for it, but yeah, like I know what you're talking about, the Tear Jerker.
The little Tear Jerker. Is that not yours?
It's someone, that's mine. Yeah, made that one. Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean, it'd be super cool if like that went somewhere, but if not, like, I still enjoy.
Embroidery. Because it looks really nice. Like, I really want one. Or, like, on my shoes. Okay. So, what have you learned so far?
I mean, I don't know. I've learned art-wise, right?
Yeah, or just in general. Well, let's do art-wise first.
I mean, for me, I think it's super important to be open-minded when it comes to art, especially, like, if it's not saying something or if it's not controversial, then like what's the point, you know?
Okay.
In a sense, I guess. I mean, you know, art's nice to look at, but in the end, like
it
a
should
message,
mean something.
Yeah,
it should
I
mean
think
something.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. So when you're outside, for this is an example, like when you're outside, walking, you know, trees blowing in the wind, if that's even how you say it, but like what do you look at and it's like I'm gonna do something, like this inspires me to do something.
I'm really inspired by like simple things, I guess. Like, I don't know. I mean, really, I could look at anything and just like branch off into something else, I guess. I don't know, like bees.
Bees. They're so cute. They're cute. Let's just admit they're cute.
Like bees. Like I've really been wanting to make a shirt, like related to bees. Like I don't know if I want to like put bees all over it or like do something that resembles a bee, but like, yeah, like, you know, like anything is inspiring.
Inspiring to you. Okay, so now we're going to talk about beach goth. Is that how you say it?
Yes,
beach okay, goth. Okay, tell me who you saw and how it was.
Okay, well, I saw Melanie Martinez.
Okay. Oh, she, okay. Like, yeah. I would be excited. Well, me personally would be excited for TLC. I saw it on your Instagram.
Yes.
Did they play No Scrubs?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And my phone died. That's the only reason I didn't record it.
That's my anthem.
It was so good. And then, like, for... like, every time Chili's part would come on, mm-hmm. It was, like, sad, but, like, everyone was... It's Chili, right? Yeah. Wait, no.
I actually
No, it's Left Eye, my bad. Left oh, my eye. God. Don't come for me.
Don't come at him.
It's Left Eye, my bad.
Left Eye. Yikes. Okay, so, okay, yeah. Melanie Martinez, who else did you see?
I saw...
I think I cut you off when you were saying Melanie Martinez. I'll let you talk about her. Talk about her.
Well, that was actually the second time in the week that I saw her.
Okay.
I saw her before on Thursday. I forgot where, but yeah, that was the second time I saw her that week. And then I also saw... Heinz, one of my favorite bands. Heinz. They're super cool. They're like from Spain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know Heims. I think that's what you say.
The girl Heim. Band. Heim.
Heim.
Yeah.
Heim.
Heim.
Oh yeah. H-A-I-M.
Yeah. Heim.
Heims.
I'm blanking on who else I saw right now. Oh my God. The cast of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. How is that?
Awesome. Like, awesome. They are so awesome live. Like, they're just super cool people. And, like, I think because of them, I'd like to try out drag.
Drag?
At least once.
Just once.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it wouldn't hurt, right?
Definitely.
Beach goth, yeah. So how was the vibe in beach goth?
It was super cool. Everyone was really nice. I actually lost my phone.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you find it?
I did. Someone put it in lost and found.
Oh,
which is
sweet.
Super crazy. Yeah, like, that's... I was like, I lost my phone. Like, I'm never going to see it again.
I'm never going to see it again. And starts crying.
Yeah, but someone put in lost and found, and I was super, like, thankful for that. But, yeah, like, everyone's super nice and, like, approachable. Most people are approachable.
So.
There were a couple fights, but...
Mosh pits? Any mosh pits?
Oh, yes. Like, every performance, there was at least one mosh pit, even when it didn't go with the song, which was
ridiculous. Do you do any, like, surfing?
I wish I did. No, I didn't, though.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk about... you.
Okay.
I mean, we've been talking about you, but just like you, like, let me know something about you. Like anything interesting.
Anything.
Just like.
Okay. Well, I know it's not Halloween anymore. So like it doesn't relate to anything relevant right now, but, I have a ghost in my house.
Ooh. Okay. Tell me about this. Like
okay,
what happened? Like,
I guess, I mean, now I realize that it's always kind of like been there, but when I was a kid, like, you know, like, when weird stuff happens, like, it doesn't really, like...
bother you.
Yeah.
And then now you're just, like...
you yeah, now it's, like, oh.
There's a ghost in my house. Yeah.
But it's not, like, quote-unquote evil or anything.
Evil. You know, I used to do that where I was, like, oh, my God. Hope you're a nice ghost. I mean, now you're here. Take my food. I don't want it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's cool. I have a picture of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, a shadow. It was, like, I was home alone, and there was, like, a shadow of a person outside the window, and, mm-hmm. you know, there was no one home, so I was, like, okay.
And here's a ghost.
There you are, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's never done anything mean, but it's, you know, like, sometimes, like, I'll just be in my room, and then I'll be, like, oh, you're here right now.
Like,
you know, like, you get that,
feeling.
Yeah. But, you know, he's cool. I think it's a little boy.
It's a little boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hopefully he's not deadly. All right. So where did you graduate from?
I graduated from Arroyo High School.
Arroyo High School.
Last year, yeah.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about photography, uh-huh. which you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. What about, not what about photography, but like photography in general, like... Like what caused to you?
Like aesthetic wise?
Yeah, aesthetic wise. Like,
you like
when you take a picture, you know, what has to be in the picture for you to say, okay, I'm gonna post this.
Okay, yeah. Well, before Halloween, I really like I'm into like more like I guess not well, pastels, but like I really like simple primary, like, you know, like, no, like, neon colors. Like,
yeah,
I like those
no,
primary
same. Like,
colors.
I like the simple colors. Like,
yeah.
I don't really get anything with, like, detail on my shirts unless, like, it's, like, maybe this one stripe mm-hmm. that I have
yeah,
on.
No,
but
yeah,
it's just, like, because I feel like an outfit itself, like, with the right, like, shirt, jeans, shoes.
Yeah.
It'd make an outfit.
Yeah, definitely, right? Yeah. But yeah, I guess more
but
like...
But there should be like something that pops out.
Yeah.
Like your jacket, right? That jacket, like I'm talking about this jacket because it's amazing. Like if you guys can see it in person.
Awesome. But yeah. Have you ever seen the series Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared on YouTube?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. It's really weird, but like the look is definitely like something
a look.
That... Yeah.
A look.
Yeah, it's like a puppet show, I guess, but it's really like menacing in a
Ooh.
Way. You should watch it. It's super like about... It's like really weird. It's about like society and everything. It's
okay.
really creepy at sometimes, but it's like, oh, like... No,
and their
yeah.
style is
yeah.
good. And their
yeah,
style
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
good.
Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty... I like... And I also like more like childhood type looks.
Childhood type looks? Like an 80s boy with the like...
Yeah, like
with the
50s
striped
to
80s shirt.
Boy, yeah.
With the
yeah,
striped
like that
shirt.
Look. Very like...
Like E.T., like E.T.,
yeah,
for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like from like... My style goes from like the 80s movie to like the Melanie Martinez aesthetic type thing.
It makes
definitely.
Sense. It makes sense. It makes sense. So yeah, okay, so styling. Now we're going to talk about styling. Like, okay, for example, let's say, like, what would you style me in?
For what occasion?
I don't know. Okay, yeah, that's, I just gave you that question. Let's say, like, I'm going to, like, a music festival. What would you style me in?
Okay.
Description. Do not hold them back.
Okay. Well, we're probably going to be hot, so we definitely want to do something short sleeve. My mind instantly goes to short overalls.
Okay.
Maybe like a nice deep blue
deep
or like
blue.
A light jean or even like a nice pink like my jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd wear that, but like I feel like I can picture it now.
Yeah, something fun like that with just like a simple t-shirt under, you know.
And shoes, what shoes?
Probably some nice Docs. But the, not the, what are they called?
Not the boots?
Not the boots, like the short ones.
I don't know what those
I don't
are
know
called.
What they're
called. I know there's Mary Jane Docs.
Those would be cool too.
Those would be cool, like just like, why not?
Yeah.
Just some Mary Jane Docs.
Yeah, with like some nice white socks under.
All right. So when you like pick out an outfit
mm-hmm.
for the day, like I'm sure you had to pick one today. like what is it? Like in your closet, like how do you get ready?
It's actually really hard for me just because, like...
Yeah, I'm so indecisive.
Honestly, like, I'll pick... Like, there'll be times where I'll pick an outfit. I'll be like, yeah, like, this is a good outfit. And then I'll wear it, like, more than once just because I don't want to go through the hassle of finding
exactly,
another one.
Exactly, exactly. It's like, it's called a washing machine, people.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for one, this is embarrassing, but at one point in my high school career, I wore the same pants, like, for, like, a month or maybe more. It's bad.
No, it's because like these are my favorite pants, the ones I'm wearing right now. I'd mm-hmm. wear them every day if I could, but then like I realized that I might have to wash them.
I mean, I did wash them. It was just like they were just like nice high waisted
yeah.
jeans, and it was like these go with everything.
They go with everything. No, I went to like thrift store once, and then I tried to find some high waisted jeans, but the butt was too big. It's like it fits good on the waist,
yeah.
but like there's just like air, like it needs to be filled with something.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah. Wait, what was the question?
Oh, it was how do you get ready like
oh,
in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Well, I either go in my closet or look at the pile of clothes on my floor,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just go through it. I honestly will probably end up wearing, like, if it's like a casual day, a red shirt or a striped shirt. That's my go-to.
Okay. So how do you feel about this weather? Because I myself am like a winter person. Like,
me too.
Are you feeling about this like hot weather?
I hate it. I like winter just because like I get to wear
and layers,
coats.
Yeah,
it's just more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah,
I just feel like you can do more with like more
yes.
like clothes
yes.
instead
Seriously.
Of wearing like a t-shirt and like
mm-hmm.
shorts and like
exactly
and jeans, not jeans
and like
shoes.
Fur. I love fur.
Really,
fake fur.
Fox people. It's
yes.
Wait, is that not how you say
faux?
Okay, I don't know how many times people have corrected me with this fox fur thing.
It's okay. I called Left Eye Chili, so
Left Eye
even.
Even Steven. All right, so TV shows, 5 minutes. TV shows?
I love American Horror Story. It's my favorite show. Stranger Things.
I watched the entire series in one day. I binge watched this. It was so good.
Yeah, I finished
Oh my God. Like, Winona Ryder, Justin. I love her.
She's so
amazing.
I love
Winona Ryder.
And like, yeah, her and like all the Tim Burton movies. I love her so much. I really hope they make a Beetlejuice too. I heard rumors about that.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I just love Winona Ryder. From like Girl Interrupted, yes, to Heathers. I think
Heathers
came
first.
Heathers is one of my favorite. Heathers is my favorite. Like in the end when she's just smoking that cigarette and she's like,
yeah,
I just came back from
hell.
So good.
yeah. But American Horror Story, Stranger Things, The Real O'Neills. Have you
Real
ever seen
O'Neills?
That one?
No.
It's so good. It's about this like super conservative Catholic family, but like they have all these like secrets. It's a comedy, and like the son is gay, the parents are getting divorced, the daughter's like a thief, and it's just really funny and accurate.
Inaccurate. Which is important, right? So social media, what's been like the greatest tool for you?
Probably Instagram. I think like, okay, like I don't care about like how many likes I get or whatever, but Instagram for me, it's like a form of like expression, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like I'm putting my art out there. Like every picture that I post, mm-hmm. Oh God, that's so corny. Every picture that I post is like art.
It's art, guys.
But no,
you heard it here first.
But
no, I'm just kidding. I don't know if you heard it here first. I just felt like saying
that. But yeah, I don't know. I think Instagram and Tumblr are my favorite.
I like Tumblr, but let's just say not like a lot of artsy beings like follow me. A lot of inappropriate XXX follows me.
Okay, got it.
And it's not even one of those blogs either. So it's just like
yeah, I have a couple of those. Not blogs, people that follow me.
Yeah, no, I have more than a couple, like probably like 100. But yeah, it was nice having you here. Thank you for coming again.
Yes.
All right,
super
that's
fun.
All. I'm glad you had fun. I had fun too. All right, that's all we have for you today. You've been listening to Obscure Sense. Thanks for tuning in.